Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Washington steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Otis reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Akins moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington throws to second for 1, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Law moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive towards second. Law catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Nyman trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Nyman for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nyman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hairston who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 7-2, Royals. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 7-3, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mike Squires pinch hits for Bill Almon. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 7-4, Royals. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.